Good evening, everyone. Yeah. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barb here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you excited for Psychic Friday, everybody?
Yeah. Psychic Friday. Now, is Dale is not on yet, but I'm sure she'll be in in a bit. I know if she were here, she'd probably mention the 940 million mega million Powerball.
Well, when is that going to be drawn?
I think tonight.
Hopefully she doesn't ask you, Johnny, because I forgot to go buy. Well, actually, I didn't forget. I went into 7-Eleven, and I was going to buy one, and I had too many questions. And the guy, I felt like he was
actually
frustrated.
Actually, it's Friday tonight is the lottery drawing.
Friday.
And
they're
going to
draw it tonight? Somebody's going to be so lucky.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yes, there's not always a winner, right? Richard,
well,
not always a winner, right?
Well, one story I read on that, a high percentage of them ended up going bankrupt. Can you believe that?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there was a high percentage.
How
something
fast
like 40
that
or 50. Well,
can slip through your fingers quickly if you aren't careful. I don't care how much it is. Hey, there's things to buy out there, like private jets, taking all your friends on trips to Italy and France. I mean, buying homes, buying a home for yourself, buying a few more for people. And then before you know it, boom, it's gone. And that
it's
is
gone.
So sad. So whoever wins, I hope you are careful with your money. It's best if you just don't tell very many people about it.
Right.
Do they advertise the winner? Do they advertise the winner?
I'll answer that question.
Okay.
A lawyer, finance lawyer, who handles these things for people who win, said the first thing is don't tell anybody. He repeated that over and over again. Don't tell your family. Don't tell your...
Dale, you there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Richard was explaining something. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, well, the point was don't tell anybody. Just go. And wait a couple of weeks before you even go to collect it. Let the noise simmer down some. Then when you get to that stage, then you better get a financial advisor who really knows what the hell they're doing. And, so you go out and you buy a new car and you buy a new house. Take it easy. You don't need a mansion. Maybe you just need a slightly bigger house. My theory, if I was the winner, I would run right over to the local RV place, buy me a diesel pusher, and go get a new phone and get in that thing and not stop. Just go from night to night, go across country, don't call anybody, don't do squat, Let it all simmer
like
down.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds
and
like so much
that way,
fun. Getting away from it all. Yeah.
And,
I agree. I agree that they should just keep their mouth shut. Don't tell anybody. Because there will be vultures. They're going to be there.
I was going to say, I knew, Dale, that you would bring up the 940 million Powerball.
Let me finish this. The biggest vulture there for the money is the government. they start off by taking damn near half of it by the time you get done. Boom. And then they'll keep taking it as much as, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead. Hi, Dale.
Hi.
Hello, Dale. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to your Psychic Friday, everybody. We have Psychic Dale Scheer in the house, and she has been amazing. These last few shows, Dale, the details, I mean, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, to alter your focus, but it's just been amazing. You know, I don't want to, you know, just say, oh my gosh, look at all these details, and then maybe you don't see details today, but it's been quite amazing, I must say, and I think about it throughout the week too, like, wow, this is such a wonderful blessing that you have.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Really, really appreciate it. I've had some weird things happen in the last few days. So.
Oh, really? Just, can you tell us about it?
Well, yesterday, and this is driving me nuts because I can find anything for everybody else, but for myself, no. I was at Del Taco, and I am a diabetic, and I have this freestyle machine, and I lost it. So I had to go spend $300 to go buy a new one, and they don't make the same thing, so it's kind of hard, and it's been just bumming me out, that's all.
It would be a bummer. Oh, man, that's too bad. And you have no idea, you, Psychic Dale Scheer, no idea where you lost that.
Well, I believe that I traced my steps, and I went to the car wash, but got my car washed, and then I went to Del Taco. When I went to Del Taco, after I ate, I think I threw everything away in the garbage, including the reader. So I traced my steps up and back, looked under the car, looked everywhere I could possibly look, called everybody where I was, and that's it. But for anybody else, I can find whatever it is that I'm supposed to find. But when it comes to me, I can't find squat.
That's funny. I like finding things for people. There was a passport my friend was missing, and we had to go the next day to Taiwan, and I found it for her through the phone line. I said, look in your last suitcase that you traveled in. Sure enough, under the bed, in that suitcase, in the inner side pocket, was the passport. Thank God.
Wow.
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 Yep.
That's pretty good.
And I did that before, too. I said to a girl they were missing something. They couldn't find their phone. I go, check all your robe pockets. She went and checked all of her robe pockets. Sure enough, it was in the pocket. Ha ha. I've done this.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. What are you going to do when you win the Mega Millions?
I'm going to go right down and buy the nicest, biggest RV I can find and not stop. I'm going to keep on going. Didn't you hear Richard? I'm going to take his advice.
You got to get a new phone too.
A new phone?
Well, yeah.
Why?
I'm getting an airplane for my father.
Well,
so you can talk
to that's nice.
Wait, I want to know, why do I need a new phone, Richard, when I win?
Talk to a kid.
Well, I have a fine phone, but okay.
Well,
all right.
You got
and then
one
what?
Kid, right?
I have one kid.
And everybody will have your phone number. Everyone will have your phone number. So everybody will call you.
Okay, so he said, so basically change your phone number, get a new phone number. Okay, I get it now.
Yes, right. Yeah, right.
There's
some. Okay,
that's what
oh.
I'm going to do. Now, Johnny,
except
go ahead.
Except for one thing, I think, Johnny, is it California or what cities do you have to declare?
I don't know.
Cities you have
to... I have no idea. I just don't. I mean, you know, I all I know is that I'm in Florida. I mean, and I do know this though, that I think the beach house that I live in is two houses down from somebody that won the Powerball.
Really?
Hmm. Well, you know, really? That's sort of the thing that you do when you win the lottery. You might buy a thing of the house. For a while, actually, we lived next door to Anne Rice.
Who's that?
Hmm.
You don't know who Anne Rice is, but she does the interview with the she did the interview with the vampire books.
She's an author.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Okay, not into
well,
that
yeah,
stuff.
He lives right on the beach. I have an ex-boyfriend who has a beach home near Johnny, very close to Johnny as well, and that's a big, huge. Beautiful home. So it is a great area where Johnny lives. Beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. But you don't need to buy something big. You know, you don't have to be a big one. Just get a nice medium size.
In Hawaii, I had a...
Go ahead.
Jesus. In Hawaii, I had an oceanfront home. Mm-hmm. It had a road in between, but... At least I could see the ocean, and it was a panoramic ocean view. And Richard had an apartment, and it was awesome because if you get up in his apartment, you could see the whole ocean. You could see everything. And we'd all go sit at the bench, you know, the benches and talk and eat, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We all miss that now.
Yeah.
That does sound really wonderful. Wow. Well, it should be interesting to see if we could find out who wins.
But here's the weird thing. The other night, all these numbers were passing by my head. I don't know why. They just, you know. Lotto numbers or whatever. So I remembered half of them and I marked it down. And so when I went to play my ticket, one of my tickets, I marked down those numbers. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yes,
we'll
good
see.
Luck. Good luck. Since you're sharing it with me. Good luck.
I am.
I got it all.
I'm not squat sharing it with anybody. Nobody would share it with me. So.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you guys win. So wonderful. I'm in great spirits today. My daughter came back from camp, and it was successful. We couldn't even communicate the whole time she was in British Columbia, Canada, because they take their phones away. Yeah, that's where she was. Yeah.
Oh, good. Wow, what did she do there?
Well, it is a camp for teenagers. So the teenagers go crazy, and they have all kinds of things like the hot dog thing, the water skiing, and all kinds of sports and volleyball and zip lining and just tons of stuff, and then crazy fun events at night. And I mean, they'll spray like soap bubbles all over them and play rock music, and they're going crazy and dancing. I did post a couple of links on our Facebook Life Laughter Happiness page of this Malibu British Columbia camp, and my grandpa actually helped. He founded this and helped with over $1 million worth he put into it to get this camp built in 1953.
Wow.
Yes, so all of our family has gone to the camp.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, up there you go to the Northwest Seattle, and they went to a Mariners game, and then they got on this huge, luxurious charter bus and went up through two boats. They had to take a plane, obviously, first. So just getting there was a fun journey for them. I just was so happy for her. It's a Christian camp, but it's not like holy rollers. I mean, they still have great fun. But they do take their phones away from them when they arrive, which I thought was great, because even the kids like it, because they're like, okay, now that's one thing I don't have to worry about. Because if they have their phone, they are a slave to their phone. They're always having to get back. Yeah, and they can't have fun. It's distracting. So I'm so glad that they do take their phones away when they get there. So it's life-changing, and we'll see how it changes her life. You know, we'll see.
That's good. How old is she now?
16.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I think the last time I talked to you, she was 13.
Yes.
Now she's 16.
Two more years of junior senior year. Yeah, so I graduated at 17, but she's already 16. No, she'll probably be 18. But, yes, and it's been hard with the COVID, and she got behind, and she had to do online and get caught up. This summer, she had to do summer online school, so it's been not so fun. But she's going back to regular school September.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
I was watching on 90 Day. They were showing all the people that had COVID, and they were telling like it was in every country. And I thought that was so interesting. You know, whatever country they were in, they were telling it like it was.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah. The time for callers?
Interesting.
Okay.
I don't know, Richard. It's up to Johnny. And he has to get his phone number out.
We have callers. We do have callers waiting to talk.
Why don't you put your phone number out there, John?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. Are you ready for the caller?
Sure.
Okay. Sharon, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. How wonderful. And what are you doing? What are you doing in Ohio?
What do I do in Ohio? You mean what I do for a job?
Yes.
I work at a bank, investment banking.
Oh, cool. How can I help you?
It's that time again. In the next 2 weeks, is the first week or the second week of August, I'm having my mid-view review. How do you see that going for me? I got a good one last year in January.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, please.
They don't want to lose you. They want you around. And, you know, don't forget, so many places need people to work for them that they can't afford to lose anybody. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you didn't get a little raised with it, too.
Well, I already did in January. Next year, yeah, you're absolutely right. But they do it every year. But I can see why you would say that. I better get one. Well, I appreciate what I make now. I'm just so grateful to have
a
job.
No, it's good. I see more, and I see travel for you as well.
Oh.
Are you planning to go anywhere?
Nothing, nowhere major. Maybe like just like a city or state away, but nothing like out of the state. I haven't planned it anyway.
Well, I do see a cruise ship and friends.
Oh.
And if you're asked to go.
That's a very good advice, yeah. there's just one. I love everyone I work with, 99.9%, but there's always one person. There is one person in my department that's really moody. I just never know how. Now, yesterday she was kind as heck. Now, next, I never know. What is wrong with her? I'm just wondering. She just
How old is she?
45.
That's what I thought. Menopause.
Is that what it is? She's just, she snaps. It's that, like, I just stay away from her.
Called menopause. And it may take her 10 to 15 years to get over it. So either there's nothing you can do except tell her to get on pills. That's the best thing you can do.
All right, but she's happy with my work.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no problem with your work. Menopause is a whole different thing, and it starts around 45 on up. And you snap, and you're nasty, and all kinds of things.
I believe it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That you answered that perfectly.
Well, thank you. Well, you have a good day now.
You read me in January, and you were accurate with my question. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, let me give out my phone number for private consultation. It's 808-372-1816. We're having a very dry spell here in Nevada, and it's to the point.
Wow.
Right now, I'm in Lake Tahoe area, but it's very dry, and my voice cracks, so not a lot I can do.
And I'm so sorry you lost your medicine or whatever that was for your, my niece is type 1 diabetic, so I really do feel for you. Whatever, if you're one or two, it doesn't matter, you still have it.
It's two, and it's not that bad, but it's just that It's not even that. I never really lose anything, and this really upset me. That's all.
Yeah.
So I have been an A1 bitch for the last day or so.
And I remember you told me about your German Shepherd when you read me last time.
I did what?
You told me about your dog.
Yeah. What did I say?
Oh, that you loved him. That's all. Because you had just gotten him, or he was newer. The last time I remember you talking about
him. Oh, yeah. He's 3 years old. He just had a birthday.
Okay.
And we just had a little birthday party for him.
Well, thank you.
We had a little cake that sang happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Cute.
Okay.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sharon. I wanted to say something.
Sure.
You know, Sharon, I talked to her today. She told me she was going to call in. And she said, I want to say this on the air. We both agreed that I should, me and Sharon, we both agreed I should say this on the air because it should be said on the air. All the other times that you've read for Sharon, you've been right about everything. So I just.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say on the air. Sorry.
Thank you, Johnny. You need to go back to talking on the phone. You're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Breaking up.
Well, anyway, are you ready for the next caller?
Can you call us on the phone?
I think this is probably better because, I mean, I've done a test run on it yesterday and it was fine. So are you?
Well, it's not fine. It's not fine, Johnny. Barbara, can you hear him?
And I'm being quiet because I have heard Johnny completely clearly this whole time. I did not hear a breakup at all. I did not hear it, and so I'm fine with him. And he's doing he has to be on the computer so he can man the calls, unless you guys want me to do it, but I'll have to log on. It's going to take a while to get in.
No.
Okay.
No.
Here we are.
Okay.
All right.
Just go ahead, John.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, and thank you, Johnny, for that lady of what she said. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Next lady, Angela, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi. Hey again. It's been a while.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay. How hot is it there?
It's been up in the teens sometimes, 110, 113 in the afternoon.
Wow.
How are you surviving?
Air conditioning. Air conditioning.
Have you thought about moving?
No, I can't move. I have a skin condition called solar urticaria. If I get too hot, I break out. And if I get too cold, I break out knives.
Wow. So how are you fending right now?
I'm in air conditioning.
So that part's okay. Your air conditioning doesn't go out at 110?
No.
Okay, good luck. You know, because in Nevada here, we're at 95, and it's quite hot. But I have to wait till the evening when I let my dog out, and he loves to play. And I feel so bad for him because all day long he sleeps. And until it gets cool, then he wakes everybody up. So I totally understand that. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I'm going through some procedures right now, and I need to know what you feel about the outcome of it.
Well, I have to know what they are.
My eyes.
For what? What purpose?
I am diabetic too.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to save me from going blind by May.
Ouch.
Do you have an ophthalmologist?
Yes.
They will be able to save you from going blind.
They told me that it's a 70% chance that will be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't listen to that. You know, I don't know what causes it, but I'm not a doctor. So you have to just listen to what the doctor says, sweetie. You know, I feel very bad for you. I feel very bad.
Okay.
But I can't act like a doctor because I'm not.
Yeah.
So I wish you the best and thank you for calling. And I'll say a lot of prayers for you, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Barbara.
Thank you.
Yes.
Barbara?
You
understand, we're not allowed to act as a doctor when we're not, you know?
Well, I know.
I mean, I feel she'll be okay, but I'm not a doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, and you get flagged. In general, we got flagged once because we were talking a lot about some medical stuff, and they said you don't have the right to be giving
what happened was, I know what she's talking about. What happened was, I wasn't doing anything. We put up a show on YouTube, and we were talking about COVID. And all I said was that I had spoke to my father, and he had heard that the COVID was going to, you know, come out through the nose. Because of that, it wasn't as fatal or something. And the thing got flagged on YouTube, and it was just, that was all I was doing.
Oh, I didn't even think I'd talk to you about that. Oh, Go ahead, Dale.
Well, I can understand why. That sounds so bizarre. It sounds ridiculous. So they flagged you. But that was
okay,
a long time ago.
Because the dad said it's going to come out the nose?
No, what it is it's you'd have to hear the exact conversation and that it wouldn't sound weird. But what I'm saying is that it had something to do with the strand not being as dangerous as the other strands. That's basically
okay,
what he
Johnny, I wouldn't get yourself in trouble again. Let's just not talk about this.
Okay.
Let's change the subject, okay?
All right.
Do you have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. There's your answer.
Ready for a caller, Dale?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Stacy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Fine.
Stacey,
obviously.
From Brooklyn.
I was just going to say, you're from New York.
Yes.
How is it in Brooklyn right now?
It is close to 100 degrees. I think it's like 93. We're going through like a summer heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the humidity, it's got to be insane.
It is definitely insane. It is completely insane.
I remember as a child going through heat waves, and, you know, it's pretty bad. Back east, I remember. But how can I help you?
Yes. Oh, one, I called you. I mean, did I call you? Oh, I think I sent you a message. I wanted to do a personal reading with you. I'm not sure what day is good for you.
Oh, any day. I didn't get the message. You have to call me on my cell phone.
Okay.
Is that okay? Which
okay,
is 808-372-1816.
Repeat it.
808-372-1816. So if you call me on my cell phone, I'll be able to do a reading for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Have you checked my website?
Yes, I've checked your website.
Okay.
That's
it
fine.
Gives all the information and the prices and everything on the website.
I mean, I call into your show, so I'm definitely paying. Okay, I'm going to call you.
Okay.
I'll call you after
How can
the show
I help
either
you?
Tomorrow. Okay, because I wanted to talk to you about a few different things, but I'll talk to you about this first. Okay. I'm trying to find a lawyer. Found one. He was very nice, but he's a civil rights lawyer, but he didn't specialize in the kind of case the kind of lawyer that I would need for my case. And being that I'm intuitive, I keep picking up another lawyer. He's like family oriented, and I think I just wanted to see if I'm on the right track with this lawyer.
Well, what's the case about?
It's a discrimination case.
With who? An employer?
Yes.
Does he specialize in discrimination?
No, he doesn't. Well, I'm trying to find a lawyer that's going to be really good, that specializes in discrimination. I guess I just want to make sure I find him.
Well, I don't feel this lawyer is. I feel this lawyer is nice. He's nice, but he doesn't specialize. So you got to keep looking till you find someone that will specialize.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That sounds good. I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the right track. Okay.
Well, you are. What is wrong? I know it's a crazy question. what is wrong with your lower extremities? Are you having problems?
What, you mean in a leg?
No.
Lower.
Are you having any vaginal or, you know, problems in that respect?
No, I had uterine fibroids at one time, and I did a UFE surgery, and I'm on birth control pills.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that was fiction. That was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Unless something else might come up.
That is what I'm picking. Yeah, I am picking up that it's growing again.
Oh, no.
So you need to check with your doctor. You know how they grow and then they don't grow? You need to check
mm-hmm.
with your doctor and check it out. It may not be right now, but it is something that needs attention.
Okay. All right, because I'll explain more to you when we do the reading, because I did something that's called the UFE surgery, and you said it might come back.
Okay, well, whatever it is coming back, but it's not rapid. It's
okay.
Minor.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good to know.
And then what did you do to your hair? I saw something new to your hair. What did you do?
Oh, I found a hairstyle that I really liked. My hair is in the process of going completely back because when I had uterine fibroids, I was on medication, but it took away some of my hair. It didn't take away it, but it just made it thin. But it's actually growing back. It's a lot thicker now. So I felt a
mm-hmm.
new hairstyle. Yeah, and it's kind of working for me, yes.
Well, I might say it looks really pretty. Is it kind of curly?
Yes, it's kind of curly. It's all human hair. It looks, it's 100% human hair to where it looks and it feels like my real hair.
Yeah, it's really nice. I can say that much. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So that's
good. That's
good.
Uh-huh. Cool.
That's good. And I also see a train trip. I see you going
really?
On a train.
Okay.
Have you been thinking of that?
Yes, I was thinking about going to visit my dad in Georgia.
Okay, never been to Georgia. But
mm-hmm.
that would be a nice, it would be a nice train trip.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about doing it, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll call you after the show.
Not after the show, that's wrong.
Okay,
either
tomorrow I'll call you.
Saturday or Sunday is fine, okay?
Day
actually,
or
Sunday
afternoon?
Would, afternoon.
Okay, I'll call you Sunday afternoon about 4.
3 would be better, sweetie.
Okay, 3 is fine. You're the boss.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you
a good
for
have a
good
bye
bye. Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Well, they keep
okay.
coming back for you, Gail.
Yes, they
mm-hmm.
do. You know,
that's
so
great.
Barbara, talk to me. Before I lose my voice, talk to me.
Okay. Yeah, I've had to put it on mute a couple times because I got a dry little cough. It's dry. It is very dry, but I'm not dealing with the heat like the rest of the country, it seems like. It's still so mild and just so breezy. The door's open, the nice breeze in here. Yeah, it gets a little hot driving out there, but I feel for all of you that are really dealing with this heat. I'm wondering, Johnny never complains about the heat. I wonder if he's going through a heat crisis there. I know you guys are hot.
Most of my time indoors. I spend most of my time indoors. But
okay.
Florida is hot. That's true.
But you're right on the ocean. So I am just saying that that's all I hear about is everybody being so hot. So I guess we're still okay over here. Honey, what sounds like a horse?
Richard, what are you doing? Richard?
Oh, Richard, you've got to put it on mute. Mute it when you...
I'm sitting here listening.
Yeah, but you got to put it on mute when you start coughing.
You want me to play with my phone? You know better than that.
Who knows what's going to happen then?
I have a hate relationship with my phone, and a bigger relationship with Apple for figuring the damn phone out in the first place. Okay.
I know. That's like my dad. He's always mad at the phone. It's the generation thing. So
I know.
You're doing great, though. You're doing great, Richard. I was looking at your paintings again that you gave me. I really hold them dear because they're for you. Yeah, and they're very good. So I love them. Has anybody been listening to their meditation tapes by Dale Shear?
But anybody? I should have.
I do.
And
I keep them. I know I keep the tapes on in the background sometimes because your voice is so soothing, and I love the music, of course. So just a shout out for Psychic Dale Shear's videos on meditation. There are five different shows, and you can find those on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube station.
Actually, I think, Johnny, I think there's eight of them. Isn't that true?
What? Yeah, I think that's about right.
Right now.
Give me 1 second here.
I'll look.
It should be eight.
Okay.
All different ones. Releasing Hurt.
One for every day.
Breaking Addictions. Chakra Alignment. How to Read the Cards. Did you do that yet, Barbara?
A little bit, but that's a while ago. I need to brush up on that. But I have my cards right here. I keep them in my eyesight so I don't forget to work with them. They're so beautiful, the kind that you told me to get, white. Tarot cards, and they're very beautiful. And I like collecting beautiful things. So they're right here. I'm holding them. And I'm going to have to go over that one more time on how to read the tarot cards. But how cool is that? You go watch Dale Shear explain how to read them, teach, and she's teaching you. And then you go and you can read your family members, maybe practice on them or yourself. So I'm going to do that. And next Friday, I'm going to tell you how it went. How's that?
Well, that'll be good. I'd like a reading from you to see how you're doing.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right.
That would be fun to see if you learned anything from it.
Of course I will. No, Dale hit the nail on the head, okay, when I was going to do that golf tournament, but before I even got booked, she said that you're going to do something fantastic and great and phenomenal. And I sure did. And I hit that thing out of the park. And I only had golf 2 times before. So you were right, Dale.
That's cool.
And I just screened another caller, just so you know, when you're ready to take another call.
Are they safe?
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, ready for the next caller?
Go ahead, John.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Borley, you were live from the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
What was your
name?
Hi,
how are you? Nabooli.
Nabooli. What kind of name is that? That's really pretty.
It's a West African name.
Wow, that's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
I like it.
Nabooli. That's lovely. Okay, How can where are you from? Obviously, Africa.
My dad's from West Africa. I was born here in the States. So, yeah, Washington, D.C. is where I reside.
Mm. Oh, you're at Washington, D.C. How can I help you?
I've got a question because it's the last thing that was on my mind regarding my... Just regarding my household and the interactions here in the house amongst me and my children, how can, you know, what needs to happen next with my second son?
Well, I would have to know more about it.
I can't just, you know, what's
the situation?
Well, he's not following. He's just not really honoring other people in the house, their possession, like simple small things, but still small things become big things. So that's where we are right now, just trying to, like, he just doesn't follow through with respecting people's property and boundaries sometimes, and it's getting
how old is he
22.
Well, maybe it's time he should leave. Have you threatened him with that?
I have. Basically, one of my rules is that if it comes that you can't follow through with what we're asking, that you have to find a new resident, which I definitely assist with that. But we've only really, like, been holding up to these, like, house rules with fidelity for probably about a week or two now, because everybody's come back home, you know, from college and everything. So prior to that, we had issues, but they're blaring now. They're pretty much, because, you know, college students have less, patience with situations. So.
Well, yeah, but they're all going back to school pretty soon. So
yeah.
If she can put up with it for a few more weeks, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's true.
Hello?
If they could. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. This is very much. That's the truth of it. But at the same time, I guess what I'm trying to get is some directive with, like, how, because in general.
Well, there isn't any. He's going through the typical teenage years, and he's doing his thing, and he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, so either you put up with it or you don't.
Gotcha.
And I wouldn't kick him out now, so just let him go through it, and just, you know, the best way you can do it. I don't have kids, so I can't tell you how to handle it. Barbara?
Right. Yes.
Do you have some advice for her?
Well, I understand. And when she was talking about the child in the household respecting, sometimes people are just made differently. My daughter is completely different than me. In fact, she won't even bend over to pick something up off the floor. I couldn't believe it. I said, you picked that up right now. And she literally used her toes. She used her toes. I go, you cannot even bend over and pick it up with your hand. This generation is different. And they can also be made a little differently, too. And it's not even the parents. I am not going to take blame for this. I am not going to. The laziness and the messy and the not hanging the towel back up after you use it for 16 years.
You're in my house. You're in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I totally got chills because I feel you. You know, I feel you. You just have to keep on trying. That's all you can do. And you personally, you seem very calm. Just you try to make sure you stay calm. Yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah, but I think the internalizing of my own, like, I need mental space. I have, he's not my only child, so he is second of five.
and the last one is like 16. But he's a breeze. He's a love bug. He's a breeze. But you know, like you said, every one of them is so distinctly different. And now that they some have gone off and come back home, the interactions are much like young adults. Some have some emotional intelligence, and then some just absolutely don't. So sometimes I feel an energy of like, oh, this feels like very chaotic. But yet they'll still be just like kind of interacting. It's like almost a passive aggressive thing that they do with each other. They don't fight, because I'm never allowed that. It's more of, on an energetic level that really, like, I think that's affecting my blood pressure and stuff, just in general.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It affects me. Even when she's in a bad mood and she's going to be ornery or grumpy, it affects the whole household. It just does. It's the vibe.
It does. It's the vibe.
Yeah, it does suck, but it's like they are competitive. The siblings, they're competitive. Mm-hmm. They're always trying to one-up the other. And mine's the only child, but I had a brother. So I know that drives you crazy, doesn't it? But the fighting, I don't know how you stop them from fighting, but that drives you.
I established that very young. I established that one young. I think I was probably the crazy one when sometimes, you know, with boys, I have mostly boys and one daughter. So there comes a point where there is tension. And so I was like, if anybody's going to be off their rockers and get upset in this house, it's going to be me. So you're going to you fear me getting off my rocker before you guys go at it. And they've come close, but they never took it too far. They're like, oh, she is definitely out of her mind.
Good.
So for the moment.
Yes.
Well,
you can only take so much.
I wish I could add to it, but I can't. I don't have kids. So, you know, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I heard today their frontal lobe of their brain. Okay, we had a counseling session with the principal today, and the frontal lobe, she says, is not fully developed with these teenagers to where they can figure out to solve a problem. The future looks like so too much for them. They don't have what we have yet. So that's good that you have it as the mom. So knowing that, you've got that up on them, you know, and they still need you, and they're afraid. Sometimes they get afraid of the future. They're scared. So you're doing good. And just that you called to ask for advice, I mean, that is the first step.
Yeah. Yeah.
You care. You care a lot.
I care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. Plus, I like a peaceful family, you know. Peaceful family unit. Not to say that people are not going to have their uproars, but just learning how to navigate that without choosing to go separate ways and stuff like that, because I know that can happen like right around college, just shortly after college, people are like, oh, I can't deal with this person. I've got to go. I'm not going to come back around the family and all of this nonsense. So I kind of avoid some of that by kind of forcing them to like address each other and be more transparent, which is not easy because that's when more of the arguments come up.
That's true. That opens the debate up.
You can only do so much. So quit punishing yourself and just let it be.
I will.
Hard not to feel guilty, but hey, this is life, and you are where you are at. Do you want to go rehash and argue about the past and blame everybody? Not that you're doing that, but, you know, or move forward. And every day's a new day. And I think you're doing the latter, and that is so great. And you can also go and listen to some of those tapes. That helped me so much because, I mean, I was having so much anxiety. It was, you know, not good for my health. And then I started listening to these meditation tapes, and it just really put things into perspective and in order. And it's really weird how it works. And I'm not just trying to get you to listen to the tapes. They're free. Dale's tapes are free on Life, Laughter, Happiness, our YouTube channel.
Okay, I will definitely follow.
definitely follow. Because I do tweet TM, but, you know, I need everything I can get.
Yeah,
I'll do everything. Well, under the Life, Laughter, Happiness, there's a big L in yellow there. That's where you go into, and there'll be about 8 of my tapes. And it'll help you releasing hurt, breaking addiction, chakra alignment, all kinds of things. You know, so that'll help a lot.
I would definitely start looking at that tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You have a blessed evening, everybody. Thank you.
You too. Yeah. Hang in there. Aloha. We would love to hear from you again.
So, Barbara, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. And Dale, I'm down about it because I don't want my life to just pass me by and just be some workaholic to, you know, my only goals in life are to make money and to feel secure. I need to get out. I am not kidding. But I have friends my own age, women, that I see them posting, okay, another Saturday night at home alone, you know. And so I think I'm going through that. And then Johnny and I did this midlife crisis show for him. But then I'm realizing maybe I am going through a midlife crisis, you guys, because my life is really different right now. I used to just live for social and go out and always have something planned. I have nothing planned again for this weekend. And when you do that, you end up alone. And when you do that, you end up sitting here working and hurting your back as usual for 12 hours straight. So what should I do? I don't know. I'm very getting upset. My life is passing me by, Dale.
I doubt that. How old are you now?
54.
Okay. You could be going through just a minor menopause, and you just have to force yourself to go out and do that. And, you know, like here in Nevada, there's so many things going on. We're having hot August nights, which is, it's a week full of old, beautiful cars, like Jay Leno type stuff. And they put them on display and people can look at them. There's barbecues, there's wing festivals. There's all kinds of things going on here in Nevada. So probably where you are, there's some things if you open up the paper and look.
Okay. And just go by myself?
Yes.
I will. I mean, I do anyway. I have to. I moved to a new place. I'm not going to know anybody down here. I'm going to have to go more places by myself. Okay, I'm going to do it.
When did you move?
Look it up.
When did you move?
4 years ago when I started, 3 months after I started Life Laughter Happiness as co-host.
I moved here 4 years ago.
Oh,
okay. No, look it up. There's tons to do in your area if you just bother to open, you know, look online or open the paper or do something.
I'm sure there is a million things to do. The point is I'm going to be doing it alone. And sometimes
so what?
As a lone person,
so what?
You just put it off and you don't go, okay, I will. That's what I need. I need a little, you know, push me out the door, everybody.
I enjoy
to go out by myself. Lately, I have not gone out by myself. Really?
I enjoy doing things on my own. I enjoy going to the movies on my own. I enjoy it. You know, so do it on your own. I mean, you know, then you'll meet people and you'll meet friends and it'll be fun.
Okay. I always do. So that's my answer on that. And my house is getting great. You've heard for years about my too many clothes because I have a lot of things to sell. So I have, things to sell, things I wear, Priscilla's clothes, all my mom's wardrobe, which I love since she passed, in this place. So finally getting it organized. And I just feel like I'm on top of the world. Plus my car, I didn't have it for over a week. It was getting fixed. It's
fixed. Oh, my gosh. It overheated, and I
was
freaking out. It just needed new fans. Like, the fans were stopping. It will never need it again. And they say they changed the fans once. It will never need it again. So I'm driving around. I feel like a new person because I literally just got it back a couple of days ago. And without a ride, you get down. You can get down. And your freedom. You don't have that freedom. So I have a lot of things off my shoulders. And I did them 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. Checked off the boxes on things that were on my shoulders that I needed to do. And I've accomplished those things. I've been waking up really, really happy. And I think it's just simply because of being organized.
Okay. Barbara, why don't you do the shout out? Because I'm about ready for dinner.
Oh, it's that time. I didn't even know it was 6 o'clock already, you guys. Well, thank you for listening. And Dale, thank you so much for helping all of our listeners today because you really did help many. And I'm glad that you got a couple bookings. The people are going to be calling you this week for their private reading. And let me just give out your number one last time. Okay, Psychic Dale Shears, direct line, everybody, 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. Her website link is attached to every single one of the shows that she does, Psychic Friday shows. So if you forget, no big deal. Log on and there's the link and you can find everything out on her website, including how to order and get your own signed copy of one of her books or all of them and do it. So have a wonderful week, everybody.
Just put out the website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
DaleShears.com. Add the S, people. And thank you, Johnny, for what you did today. And Richard, it was always good to hear your voice. And have a great weekend. And have a great weekend. And listen next Friday and see what Barbara did alone on her Saturday.
Oh, huh? That'll be fun. All right, talk to you later. Let's hope one of us wins the Mega Millions.
Then we're gonna all be miserable.
Go team life, love, or happiness.
All right.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Johnny, aloha.
Aloha. Good night.